Coe's one of them players where it depends which Coe turns up. You know, I was expecting a real tough game, to be honest. I played him in Germany a couple of weeks ago and he was just showing his form back again. So I was a little bit worried, I'll be honest with you. But we got through. But I've been putting the work in now. You know, I've been practising very hard and I'm gone back being dedicated again.
Yeah, it's a lot of your game's about preparation. And,
it is.
And you know, do you feel that you're in a better state at the minute than you have for, say, other tournaments you've played?
Yeah, because my form dropped. My form dropped lovely. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was killing me to lose. It really does kill you. So you've got to get it back off your backside. You've got to put the work in. You know, Mick, who travels with me, I said, Mick, this is killing me. It really is. Breaking my heart, killing me. So you've got to put the work in and get back on song. And that's what I do, basically. And I've been putting the work in. And I mean putting the work in. Really, really, really. Oh, I think I'm practicing harder now than I've ever done. But I'm enjoying it as well. So that's a bit of a difference, you know. Everything else is a bonus now.
You saying that is going to scare a lot of people at this William Hill Grand Slam of Darts.
It really doesn't matter, you know. It's all about winning tournaments, but it's all about December for me. You know, the biggest one. If I got beaten this one, I know I'd be disappointed and I'd be gutty. But, you know, the World Championship is the World Championship and I would be absolutely devastated this year if I don't do well. So that's the one I'm after.
Can't hurt, though, coming to the William Hill Grand Slam. No. I mean, this is a tournament that's got your name all over it, basically.
Well, yeah. I won it. I don't know how many times I won it, but I've won it a couple of times, and this is the one I really enjoy. You know, the round robin is exciting, and it puts you on your pins. So if you can get through the round robin, I've got one win, so another win, maybe I'll be through, and it puts you on your pins a little bit. So it's a good starter. It's a little bit like, how can I say, you know, the thing Barry Earn puts on with the boxing, you know, where he's best of three rounds. Prize fighter, you've got to get stuck in. Trust me, it's there's no, you know, you can't concentrate. Your mind's going 10 to the dozen. You know, you're thinking about everything. The crowd have come here for have a good night, which they did do. You know, they were doing Mexican waves, they were doing Wall Stanton waves, and Tsunami waves. They were doing everything up there. They were really having a good time. You know, it was great to see. But in the same respect, you're trying to concentrate, and it's so difficult. When you're turning around and everybody's cheering your name and everybody's having a good time and everybody's enjoying themselves, it's very, very hard. You can't practice that. You know, practicing-wise, I'm probably 25 times world champion, but you can't practice when everybody's enjoying themselves. But they are the people, that's the reason, maybe, I mean, you know, that's the reason why I'm here. You know, because I would miss that if I wasn't here. I've got to win it. You know, I did the National Lottery last night. I did the Euro Millions. Yeah. I'll be honest with you now, right? I'm not going to tell you a lie. And I've won. I've got the email. Congratulations, you have won. It's 121 million, I think. And I dare look at how much I've won. And I'm not going to look until the end of the week.